Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 113, talking about going by the stream of water and also talking about walking in general. The Gemara talks about Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, and others state it was as Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rav Huna. If one is walking on Shabbos and comes to a stream of water, if he can put down his first foot on the other side before lifting the second, for the stream is so narrow, it is permitted. Otherwise, it is forbidden to jump over it. Rava asks, what shall he do? Shall he go around it? Then he increases the walking. Shall he cross it by walking through it? His garments may become soaked in water, and he will be led to wringing them out, which is forbidden on account of whitening, malabing. Rather, in such a case, since it is impossible otherwise, it is permitted to jump across. Rather, the Gemara concludes, what is meant is, as Rabbi inquired of Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, is it permitted to take long strides on Shabbos? He said to him, is it then permitted on the weekdays? For I maintain that a long stride takes away a 500th part of a man's eyesight, and it is restored to him by the drinking of the wine from the Friday night Kiddush. We should learn from this two ideas. Sometimes we just have to take the plunge. Sometimes we have to take the leap. Sometimes we have to jump across the river, whether it be a hurdle in life, whether it be trying something new, whether it be taking initiative or starting some new project. Sometimes we have to just jump across the water. Just as the sages talk about what he's going to do on Shabbos, he's got to jump across the river. Sometimes Hashem gives us obstacles or gives us initiatives, gives us ability to bring something new to the world. It might seem like a huge canyon. It might seem like a huge body of river. It might seem like a huge stream, a huge obstacle, a huge hurdle to jump over. But if you start and you jump across, you do your hashtalis, Hashem will give you the ability to transverse that stream, to transverse that canyon, to make it across the breadth of the gap, to make it across whatever distance it may seem. So take the plunge and do it. And also don't walk too quickly. Don't run too largely. Don't take such big steps that nobody can keep up with you. The Gemara talks about it's not healthy to walk so fast. It's not healthy to walk so large, to take such big steps. Your spouse, your kids can't keep up with you, and the whole society at large, you're going to try to go too fast. When you do start initiatives, don't go too quickly. Go slowly, little by little. If you're starting something, you're going on a project, and you're talking about something, let's say you're writing a book or whatever, don't write 55 chapters at a time. Don't learn 150 blot at a time. You got to do little by little, day by day, page by page, chapter by chapter, until you get it done. So when you see the obstacle, you see the stream, you see the river in front of you, jump it, take the initiative, Hashem will help you, because b'derech she'adam rotze leilech b'molichen oto, the way you want to go, Hashem will take you, especially if it's a good thing and a wonderful thing, an initiative and a project in mind. But remember, when you're jumping over that stream, don't take 100 steps, go little by little. Of course, you need the momentum, you need the proper energy with you, but you can't do 100 things at once. Start little by little. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 114 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.